Welcome to The Annotator, where composers share their thoughts and stories about their original scores. This is episode 60, where composer Stefano Lentini talks about his music used in the TV series La Porta Rosa and the feature film The Grandmaster. This is Christopher Coleman, and you can find all episodes of this podcast at theannotator.net. Stefano Lentini is a music composer based in Rome, Italy. He's produced music extensively for film, television, and documentary. As a multi-instrumentalist, Lentini is known for blending classical music with folk and electronic influences through the use of multi-track recording. His main combinations include acoustic guitars in a John Renborn's finger-pickering style with electric bass, piano, and string orchestrations. He additionally mixes sampler and synth sonorities with electric guitars, and some of his other film work includes music for The Nest of the Turtle Dove, The Ballerina, Shooting Silvio, and Grazing the Wall. In this episode, Stefano Lentini talks about his unusual path to writing music for film and television, starting with a piece he wrote for the Italian television series La Porta Rosa, which was nominated for Best Soundtrack at the Film Musette Film Festival. He then reveals how he was able to get the Stabat Mater he composed to be used in Wong Kar-wai's 2013 feature film, The Grandmaster. And coming in a bonus episode of The Annotator, you'll hear Lentini talk about several pieces of his 2018 release, Fury.
Hello, my name is Stefano Lentini, and I'm the music composer of the soundtrack of La Porta Rosa, the Italian TV series. And first of all, I have to apologize for my bad English. I know I have to improve it anyway. I try to tell you some stories about my music. And I don't consider myself like a pure composer because I had no academic training. I'm self-taught. I started playing guitar when I was very young, but from first day I started to compose music, to create music, and I didn't know the concept of composing. I just play what I like and I create something. And when I was young, it was just a problem because people ask me, okay, you play guitar, can you play something? No, I can play only my pieces for you. Oh, that's weird, Yeah, now it's cool because I'm a composer, so it's cool that I have only my piece. But for me, it's the same. It's not cool, it's not weird. It's just what is it. And so I start creating music. I have the opportunity to create music for films, and I found that that it works very, very, very well for me because I discover that I like boundaries. I like to work in a, in a box, in something closed, because the risk for myself is to lose myself into creativity, and I prefer to have something on to focus my creativity. So now we are listening to some music from La Porta Rosa. This is one of the team, and I'm very proud of this work because I have the opportunity to record with the National Symphonic Orchestra, RAI, and it is one of the three best orchestra in Italy, and they are great musicians. They have a pure sound, a unique sound. And furthermore, we record in the Auditorium Toscanini in Turin. So it's not like a recording studio where the ambient are usually dry. This is a recording in a big auditorium, and the sound is great. And I'm also proud to collaborate with English engineer Jeff Foster, that gave to the sound something like a magician, I think.
Stabat Mater.
And we are now listening to my Stabat Mater, that is a part of the soundtrack of The Grandmaster, a film by Chinese director Wong Kar-wai. And yeah, I have a great relationship with this piece, and it means a lot for me. And the original version was performed by Sandra Pastrana, a Spanish soprano. Yeah, this is a great point of my career, because I just create this album with Sandra, and I just sent to Wong Kar-wai for hoping in his interest in my music, and he replied that he found the perfect piece for his film. So we met in Berlin during the Berlinale, where the film was premiered in 2013, and yes, it was a great experience for me from all point of views. And I also released a new version of this piece for violin solo and string orchestra, who was performed by Italian violinist Mauro Tortorelli, conducted by Flavio Emilio Scogna with the City of Rome Contemporary Music Ensemble. And I released on my last album called Fury, and we recorded this piece in a church in Rome. Yeah, it's quite different sound, and yeah, let's listen.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Annotator with composer Stefano Lentini and his original score for the Italian TV series La Porta Rosa, and his piece used in Wong Kar-wai's The Grandmaster. His latest album, Fury, was released on November 6, 2018, and you can find it on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, and Apple Music. You can find out more and hear more music by Stefano Lentini at his official site, stefanolentini.net. Be sure to look for that special bonus episode where we'll feature more music and commentary from Stefano Lentini, focusing on his recent album, Fury. The Annotator is produced by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find more episodes at theannotator.net. Or you can subscribe via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or Radio Public. Wherever you do listen, please leave us a rating or a review, and if you know someone you think might enjoy The Annotator, please let them know about the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Audio Annotator or on Facebook at The Annotator, or send us your feedback via email to theannotatorpodcast@gmail.com.